For over two decades, Thomas Smith has been working tirelessly with a clear goal in mind.
To promote renewable energy and energy efficiencies as ways of reducing our global warming impact on the rest of the world.
Smith has been director of the Texas Office of Public Citizen, a consumer and environmental advocacy group, since 1985. His efforts to combat global warming in Texas have been challenging because of the size of his state's carbon footprint.
In Texas, we lead not only the nation, but if we were a nation under our own, we would be seventh in the world in terms of global warming emissions.
He points out that there were other obstacles to achieving his goal. Texas is a very conservative state and very pro-business.
In Texas, the largest businesses are the oil and gas industry and the electric utilities. And when you look at Texas or the rest of the nation, oftentimes, it is the electrical generating units that are the largest single sources of pollution in any given state.
To reduce air pollution, promote energy efficiency, and develop clean energy resources, Smith says Public Citizen had to create a grassroots movement.
One of the things we've learned over time is that the only way to beat organized polluters is with organized people. So over the years, we have worked with community after community to teach grassroots activists about the problem, what solutions there are to the problems of pollution, and how they can make a difference. And folks have then gone on to lobby their legislators and their city councils and ask them to change the way they generate electricity, to bring on more renewables, to reduce energy use through energy efficiency.
In other words, he says, they are saving the environment with democracy.
We have a simple rule. 10 people getting 10 other people to write letters can change policy anywhere in the country. Participatory democracy has led to significant changes in law that have ended up paying off big time in terms of pollution reductions. In just about every session of the legislature for the last 25 years, we've managed to pass significant legislation through citizen activism.
That's how the Texas Renewable Portfolio Standard was created and passed 10 years ago.
It established a modest goal of having 2,000 megawatts, or roughly 3% of the state's energy, come from renewables by 2009. But once the utilities got their wires out to the wind turbines, they began to realize just how valuable renewable energy was. And as a result, by the end of next year, we will probably have 10,000 megawatts of renewables up and operating in various parts of the state of Texas, far exceeding our 2009 goal and achieving our goal for 2025, 15 years early.
Fighting for environmental issues, Smith says, has never been easy, but it's the most rewarding work he's ever done. He credits his parents for raising him as an environmentalist.
Without a doubt, my parents were both relatively committed environmentalists. We, as a family, took weekly adventures to some outdoors location, regardless of how cold it was. My father, in particular, was somebody who was very fond of plants and spent a lot of time teaching us about the interrelatedness of all living things and the way ecosystems worked.
Thomas Smith's passion for keeping our ecosystems working keeps him motivated, and his accomplishments serve as a model for other environmentalists around the country. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.